It was a combination of things. Obviously, whenever you score 6 points, there's not really one thing that you can point to. There's a lack of plays that we made. But hats off to Cleveland, first of all. You know, they played well. Joe Hayden played extremely well. They were disruptive. They were had played with a lot of energy, and we just, for whatever reason, couldn't match it and couldn't capitalize on some big play opportunities.
Marvin talked about trying to stay committed to the running game and talk about how, like, the plays on first down and some of the stuff put you in a hole and you have to throw. Is that something you've looked at, just looking back at the game, the run-pass ratio?
It is. You know, we have, you know, you can second guess yourself all you want. You know, we did run the ball on first down, I think, quite a bit.
Effectively, I mean, early on.
Yeah, you know. But second and seven, second and six sometimes isn't, you know, we just, in the running game, we just probably have to stick with it a little more, like he says, to try to pop some big ones. You know what I mean? We just haven't done a very good job of popping any big ones, haven't getting the big 9, 10, 12, 15, 20-yard runs. You know what I mean? And that's something we got to try to grow to. You know, we're trying to grind out these drives. You know, you're running the ball two plays in a row, you're looking at third and three possibly, and third and three is not a slam dunk all the time. So sometimes if it's second and six or seven, I try to get the first down on that one. And we can do that via run or pass or what have you. But, you know, just a matter of execution and getting us into better plays that guys are comfortable with and we can do a better job.
How much help did Hayden get with AJ? Was it pretty much – I mean, AJ, I know he wasn't up, but Hayden, every single time you were moving him around a little bit, different matchups. When Hayden was on him, was it just me and my shadow?
He had some help every now and then, but Joe's, you know, one of the top corners in the league, and that was a great matchup, and AJ won a few and lost a few, obviously. But, you know, we get single coverage, whoever it is, we're going to give AJ his shots. And unfortunately, we missed a couple to him, and Hayden won on a couple of them. But, you know, we got AJ sitting over there on an island one-on-one. We're going to try to take some shots, and maybe we took too many with him and got a little heavy-sided with AJ. But it's something that when a game's over, you don't want to look back and say, I wish we would have given AJ more shots, you know. So hindsight, we probably should have, A, run the ball a little bit more, and, B, maybe work the other side a little bit more.
You as a former quarterback yourself, can you empathize with quarterback getting too much credit when it goes well and too much blame when it goes
poorly? Part of the game, man. That's the position he signed up for, and that's something you have to accept with the position. And one of the most important traits you have to have as a quarterback, you have to be mentally tough when things don't go well and understand that you're going to get the brunt of the criticism when they don't go bad and or when they don't go well, and you're going to get probably too much praise when they do go well. So he's a mentally tough kid, and we all know in this room that it wasn't all Andy Dalton. There was a lot of me. It was a lot of the backs. It was a lot of the tight ends. A lot of the line. We all had our hand in it, and something we just got to fight out of.
How much would you say was it mental or physical? Was it was it a case of guys not being on the same page with each other?
No, I don't know. There was some mental. Obviously, there's some mental. There's some physical. There's some things that they did well. You know, we just didn't play very well. You know. In any phase, really. The running game, I think we were averaging about 3 yards a clip, 3.5 yards maybe, and we missed some throws that were open. We got covered when we had routes called that should have been open. You know, got some balls batted at the line of scrimmage. Unfortunately, timed, you know. Tyler Eifert's going to walk in the end zone, and that ball gets tipped, and he catches it, and then we get 4th and 1, and we run into a slaughter. So, we had our opportunities. We just did not capitalize as a group, and that's something that great teams have to do. We have to find a way to make a big play here. Somebody's got to make a play, whether it's a go ball, whether it's a big run or a catch, a broken tackle or something, but we just didn't have any juice whatsoever in that game, and we had great opportunities to do something. We just never could get it done.
Is that the angriest or most frustrating from the ball?
Yeah, it is very frustrating, and I'm sure everybody's frustrated, you know. People are going to air out their frustration in different ways. We just hope that people come to work Wednesday morning with a little chip, a little bit of edge, because we know we can play better. I still feel like we have a great offensive group, and our in my room. You know, I think we're talented. I think our offensive line is solid. I think our receiving core is excellent. I think we have great tight ends, and I think we have backs to choose from, and I think our quarterback is a solid quarterback in the NFL. So for us to score 6 points anywhere against anybody is shocking, quite honestly, and it's something that we have to fight out of.
Did Ray do anything differently schematically, or was everything you've seen? There was no confusion in that regard?
No, there's no confusion whatsoever. You know, he has good players over there, and he's got a good, solid scheme. They don't blow coverages. They're solid with their stunts up front, and their blitzes when they do blitz. He didn't blitz us an over amount of times. He just, you know, played his defense that he knows, and their guys believe in it, and they hustled and ran to the ball. We just couldn't convert on third down like we have been, and didn't do a very good job on first or second down or third down, to be honest with you, or fourth.
One of the weirder stats, Andy was 8 of 12 on third down, but yet you only convert 4 of them. Is that a matter of need to go it a little deeper, or the receivers need to break a tackle?
I got to think of those. I know one of them was a little flat route to AJ. They play a little in and out coverage, and with Joe Hayden, and he made a hell of a play on AJ. Ball could have gone somewhere else, but Joe made a good play, and I can't remember the other three. But if you're completing passes on third down and they're short, then A, we got to get better runs after the catch. B, we got to get better plays that get the receivers to the first down marker. And C, we got to find better option if there's one out there. You know, so you know, whenever I call a play on third down and 8. We're not going to have 4 guys running a 4-yard route. You know, we're going to have guys beyond the markers. Maybe they were in coverage, and maybe they were dropped deep, and he tried to hit the back for a run after the catch. But, you know, so we'll have to go back and look at that and do a better job on those.